Welcome to episode 1018 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The Apostle John was the only one of Jesus' 12 disciples believed to have lived into old age, carrying the responsibility of guarding the church's teachings and ensuring that the truth of the gospel was not distorted by false ideas. As John witnessed firsthand the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, he deeply understood the importance of preserving the faith against all deception and compromise. Even as an elder, he traveled widely to guide and encourage the early Christians, warning them against any teaching that strayed from the truth he knew so intimately. Upon hearing about a troubling situation in the church, John quickly writes the letter that we know today as 2 John, expressing his deep love and concern for the believers, even though he would much rather address them in person. His message is clear. Don't lose out. He reminds them how unwise it would be to abandon their faith at this point, and this message rings just as true for us today. No matter the challenges we face, either within the church or in the world, we must remember the truth of the Lord we love. While deceivers may be present, we don't have to be misled. John's letter calls us to walk in love and to align our spiritual priorities. A boy was running a school cross-country race and was in second place. When he noticed that the runner behind him had lost his shoe, he stopped to help, even though it meant falling back to third place. This story is a picture of how Christians should live. While the world is focused on winning its own races and chasing personal rewards, our priority should be love and concern for others, reflecting God's love through our actions. In the opening verses of 2 John, which is a short book with only one chapter and only 13 verses, we immediately sense John's affection for the church. He addresses the recipients as the lady chosen by God and her children, which many scholars interpret as a metaphor for a local congregation and its members. John is writing not only out of love, but also out of concern for their spiritual well-being. His words are filled with warmth, yet they carry the weight of a serious message. John's emphasis on truth and love is foundational to the Christian life. He writes in verse 4, "It has given me great joy to find some of your children walking in the truth, just as the Father commanded us." This joy comes from seeing believers continue in the truth of the gospel. But truth isn't just intellectual knowledge. It's a way of life. To walk in the truth means to live in accordance with God's word, to align our lives with the teachings of Christ. Equally important is the call to love one another. In verses 5 to 6, John reminds the church of the command they've heard from the beginning, that we love one another. This love is not a new concept. It's the heart of Jesus' message. But what is love, according to John? He answers, "And this is love, that we walk in obedience to his commands." Love in John's teaching is not just a feeling or an expression of kindness. It's a choice to obey God's commands. It's a lifestyle of obedience that reflects our love for God and for one another. John masterfully intertwines truth and love. Walking in truth without love leads to legalism, and walking in love without truth leads to compromise. But when truth and love work together, we reflect the heart of Christ. John's call to walk in both truth and love is a reminder that our faith must be lived out with integrity, compassion, and obedience. In verse 7, John's tone shifts, and he introduces a warning. Many deceivers who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh have gone out into the world. At the time of John's writing, false teachings were infiltrating the church. Specifically, there were those who denied the incarnation of Jesus, that he was both fully God and fully human. John refers to these deceivers as the Antichrist, meaning they stand in direct opposition to Christ. This danger is not just a historical issue, it's a present reality. Deception can still creep into the church today, sometimes subtly, through teachings that distort or dilute the truth of the gospel. John's warning is clear in verse 8. "Watch out that you do not lose what we have worked for, but that you may be rewarded fully." Deception is dangerous because it can cause us to lose the ground we've gained in our spiritual journey. It might even cost us our very salvation. John had to deal with deceivers who taught that Christ was not actually human. Arguments over the exact nature of Christ continue to plague the church and can be very divisive in their consequences. John maintains the biblical position that the nature of Christ was unique. He was fully God and fully man. Anything else leads us either to reduce his divinity or diminish his humanity. A teacher once asked a class to gather together as many opinions of Christ as they could. The opinions were varied, but, apart from those from the church group, the majority were not willing even to allow for the actual existence of Christ. They considered him to be a mythical figure. Of those who did say he was real, the majority saw him as a good teacher. The incarnation, the belief that God was in human form in Jesus, is absolutely essential to the Christian gospel. We must see God in the man Christ Jesus, for if we do not, his reason for coming is denied. How do we protect ourselves from being deceived? John provides the answer in verse 9. Anyone who runs ahead and does not continue in the teaching of Christ does not have God. Whoever continues in the teaching has both the Father and the Son. In other words, we safeguard ourselves by staying rooted in Christ's teachings. If anyone comes to us with a message that contradicts the truth of Jesus as revealed in Scripture, we must reject it, no matter how appealing it may seem. John is not encouraging a closed-minded or hostile attitude, but a discernment that comes from knowing the truth deeply. John's instruction in verses 10 to 11 might sound harsh to our modern ears. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not take them into your house or welcome them. Anyone who welcomes them shares in their wicked work. The early church often held meetings in homes, so welcoming a false teacher into one's home was akin to giving them a platform to spread deceptive messages. John warns that by doing so, believers could become complicit in the spread of falsehood. For us today, this means we must be discerning about the teachings we embrace and the influences we allow into our spiritual lives. Whether through media, literature, or relationships, we must be vigilant to guard our hearts and minds against deception. The cost of falling away from the truth is too great. John's letter carries an urgent message: don't lose out. In verse 8, he writes, "Watch out that you do not lose what we have worked for, but that you may be rewarded fully." John is speaking not just to individuals, but to the entire church. He is warning them not to lose the spiritual progress they've made, and to continue in the truth so they may receive their full reward. What does it mean to lose out? It means to lose the rewards that come from faithfully following Christ to the end. John is not necessarily talking about losing salvation, although this is possible. But he may also be referring to losing the blessings, rewards, and spiritual growth that come from enduring in faith. In the race of faith, it is possible to get distracted, discouraged, or deceived, and to fall short of the full reward God has in store for those who persevere. John's words echo Paul's message in 2 Timothy 4, verses 7 to 8, where Paul writes, "I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness." Both Paul and John understood that the Christian life is a race that requires endurance, focus, and perseverance. We must keep our eyes on the finish line and not be distracted by the things that pull us away from the truth. John concludes his letter with a personal touch, expressing his desire to visit the church and speak with them face to face. This final statement is a reminder that while letters and teachings are important, personal fellowship and community are essential for our spiritual growth. John knows that face-to-face fellowship strengthens the bonds of love and encourages believers to stay the course. As we reflect on John's message in 2 John, we are reminded of the importance of truth, love, and perseverance in our walk with Christ. John urges us to walk in the truth of the gospel and to express that truth through genuine love for one another. He warns us of the dangers of deception and the need to stay rooted in the teachings of Christ. Most importantly, John encourages us to stay the course, not losing the spiritual ground we've gained, but pressing on to receive the full reward that God has promised. So, today, let's take John's words to heart. Don't lose out. Let us guard the truth, walk in love, and persevere in our faith, knowing that the reward of following Christ is far greater than anything this world can offer. The race is not over, but the finish line is in sight. Let's keep running, keeping our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Father, thank you for your word and the truth that sets us free. Help us to walk in both truth and love, reflecting your heart to those around us. Guard us from deception and give us the strength to persevere in our faith so that we may receive the full reward you have promised. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.